Naomi speaking, can I help you? Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from National Prison Service.
From where?
I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be interested in answering the question?
Questions about what now?
It's about issues facing your community and the nation. You were chosen randomly, and the answers are confidential.
Okay,
I'm going to start then.
Let me cut off my TV.
Sorry?
Let me cut off my TV. Okay.
Sorry. Ask. Oh, had you already started a survey with us?
No.
Okay, wait. Let me go back then. Because it says here that you had already started one. I'm going to start the questions now. Sorry?
Yes, ask.
Okay, so it's basically about issues facing the nation, as I said before. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for presidents and congresses? The options are definitely, probably, 50-50, or will not vote.
Definitely.
Okay, you will. Thank you. And what is your age, if you would like to tell me?
56.
56. Nice.
50.
And please now rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is not at all motivated and 10 is extremely motivated.
I'm motivated 10 and above.
Excuse me?
10. I'm motivated 10.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
They're important.
Much more important, right? Okay, thank you.
Much more important, yes.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, nice. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong one?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? The options are, you approve it.
Yes.
Do you strongly approve it or somewhat approve it?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What does that mean?
The direction the country is headed, basically, generally speaking. Like, are you satisfied with it, or are you not satisfied?
I am satisfied, but we need to do more.
Okay. Another general speaking question, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's better.
Okay, that's great. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select two, and I'm going to read them for you, and you let me know if you're okay with them. The first one is reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. Is any of those three okay with you?
Yeah.
Which one would you say is best?
The best one is to lower crime. And you want one? Oh, you want three?
There's more. I'm going to read them
okay.
for you so you can hear them. The first, the fourth one is improving public school education, passing common sense gun.
Yes. Yeah, gun violence. Yeah, that one is okay.
Okay. Then you can choose up to two. Would you like to hear the rest, or are those okay with you?
I want to hear the rest, but I can choose all of them because everything we need help.
Yeah, everything's important.
Yeah, everything is important.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of food. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Excuse me?
Ask again.
Sorry, I can't hear you well.
Okay.
The next one is protecting abortion rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription of drugs, combating division and racism, and border security.
The cost of medication.
Okay. For the next question, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 is that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. So I'm going to give you the names, and you give me the number from 0 to 100. Tim Scott, what would you say from him?
Tim Scott?
Yeah, from 0 to 100. Zeros that you're
Scott?
Not very... Yeah?
Who is Tim Scott? Is he the lieutenant governor?
If you don't know who he is, then I'll choose the no opinion. Is that okay?
No, I need to know.
I'm not sure myself if I'm being honest with you.
Is that the governor is?
Wait. Tim Scott is, it's a politician from the Republican.
No, zero.
Sorry?
Zero.
Okay, so that would be like 0. Donald Trump?
0.
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
0.
Okay. Mark K. Robinson?
I don't know those names.
Never heard of?
I think I've had, 0 too.
0, okay. Colonel West?
I haven't heard about that one.
Okay, never heard of. What about Joe Biden?
100.
100, okay. Josh Stein?
100.
100, that's great. Kamala Harris?
100.
Now, as a general one, the Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100?
Who?
How much?
You have the name?
No, it's a general one. 100. And what about the Republicans in Congress?
0, 0, 0, 0. 0.
Okay, that's great. Now, for the other question, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Colonel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Joe Biden, For whom would you vote?
Oh, Joe Biden.
For Joe Biden. Okay. The next one is, if the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Libertarian Mike Ross, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Republican Mark Robinson, and Democrat Josh Stein, for whom would you vote?
Josh Stein.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Joe Biden and his administration are doing? The options are yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all.
Yes, some.
Yes, some. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I didn't get
the
what
answers
you said.
Are, excuse me?
Ask again. Repeat the question.
Has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? The answers are much more favorable.
Much more, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration? Can you, like, give me a brief explanation?
He's fighting for democracy so that we can all have democracy in America that the other party wants to put off. So, and he cares for people. He's trying to care for the student loans. He's helping, and he has reduced the price for medicine, especially insulin. So he's helping. He's a man who cares for other people, for the common man. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was a great answer. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes,
a lot. Yes, some. Yes, a lot, or
some.
Yes, some?
Some.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable?
Less favorable.
Somewhat less or much more less?
So much more less. I don't
know. Okay.
You said unfavorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard of him? Can you give me another brief explanation like the one that you gave me with Joe Biden?
He doesn't like all people. He doesn't like Latinos. He doesn't like black people. And he doesn't care about the poor people, the ordinary person. And he doesn't, and he has 34 felonies. He's a criminal. And he doesn't respect anybody. That's why I don't like him to be my president.
Okay, thank you very much. And now I'd like to read you what some mothers have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You can choose two of them, and I'm gonna read all of them, and then you tell me. So the first one is a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Which one would you say is a threat to the American community?
The Supreme Court is going to be, about the Supreme Court, it's going to be bad because it's favoring Trump. And also, the Social Security, did we say about the Social Security there? The white supremacists.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and
nationalism
and the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to give you a list of issues and you tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with the issues. So the options are, for both of them, are Biden as much better, Biden as somewhat better, Trump as somewhat better, and Trump as much better. The growing of the U.S. economy?
Biden, so much better.
Okay. The rising crime and violence?
The rise of the, someone who's going to work on it, who's going to reduce crime. Biden has reduced crime so far.
Okay, so Biden much or somewhat better?
Biden.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
That is Trump.
But the question is, who would be better at dealing with them?
Oh, it's Biden.
Biden, okay. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs?
Biden.
Fixing the immigration system?
Biden.
And the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Biden will help that fix it.
Okay, so Biden much better for all of them, right?
Yes.
Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war makes you more or less favorable towards him? The answer is, as usual, much more favorable, somewhat, somewhat less, and much less.
He's trying, but it's not so much, but he's in the middle there.
So somewhat more, right?
Yeah, so much more.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying businesses records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree with the verdict.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, you said it before, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of the 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's no more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree. He doesn't care about black people in America.
You strongly disagree.
I strongly disagree. That's a lie.
Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I watch my news every day.
So
not social
you
media, but the news. I watch the news. Just the news. I watch the news.
Okay. And from which of the following...
Yeah.
From which of the following social media sites do you receive the most? The options are Facebook, Instagram, Twitter or X,
no.
YouTube, TikTok,
no.
Or other.
I don't
other,
see my news
you said
from there.
The news, right?
The TV.
Okay.
The cable TV. Other. Cable TV.
And now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are only for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, 4-year degree, college degree.
Okay, here it is. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married, living with my husband.
Happily married, I'm right.
Happily married, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with you?
No, my children are adults. They are 20. My youngest is 29 and my firstborn is 31. 30.
They already left, right?
Okay.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, or somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm a Democrat. I'm moderate Democrat.
Okay. happen here? And we're almost done. How often do you attend church or religious services? The options are twice a week or more. Yeah?
Twice a week, once a week, every Saturday. Every Saturday I go to church.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly any of, or none of your neighbors are white?
Most of my neighbors are white.
Most of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that would mean, okay, here it is. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I used to live in Raleigh. I moved to Willow Spring, which I feel a little bit rural.
Okay. Rural. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yes. Yes. Both of them.
Most of them. And what about your parents? Were they born outside of the United States?
Yes. Even me, I was born outside the United States. I'm a foreigner. I'm an immigrant. I'm immigrant.
Oh, so you were born outside of the United States.
Yes.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No. I'm married to my husband and I have children.
Okay. Okay, then that's it for today, and thank you very much for answering the questions.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.